In our last tutorial, we introduced the supply and demand model to explain how free markets work. One of the main lessons was that markets tend to gravitate toward an equilibrium price and quantity. In this tutorial, you will use the same conceptual model to answer a very important question: are free markets the best way to distribute society's resources? A good way to answer this question is by assuming that any outcome that maximizes social welfare or benefits should be preferred. In order to answer our main question, we are going to take this step by step. In the process, we'll try to answer the following three questions. How do economists measure social welfare? How much social welfare is generated by free markets? Is it possible to generate more social welfare by distributing society's resources in a different way?